following is a rebroadcast of a show originally aired on WFMU and edited for rebroadcast on Wayfarm's WGXC 90.7 FM, Creative Community Radio in New York's Upper Hudson Valley, streaming online at wayfarm.org/listen.
Some days I feel like a natural woman, but some days I feel like a victim of this wicked system. Some days I feel like a natural woman, but some days I feel like a victim of this wicked system.
I'll be honest with you. I hate war.
Some days I feel like a natural woman, but some days I feel like a victim of this wicked system.
I'll be honest with you. I hate war. In all its forms.
Some days
Some days I feel like a three-legged, black, gray, hog. I see what flies. His marshy pan, garden.
Some days I feel like a natural woman, but some days I feel like a victim of this wicked system.
That puts on his films on TV. 5 years back, at least. He's a young generation dancing troupe, trying to perform.
Some days I feel like a natural woman, but some days I feel like a victim of this wicked system.
Coming here and taking this strange material.
Small
location. Well, I think that's normal. Well, I think it's time for you to have your lysergic acid. Drink this down, and we'll be back after a while and see how you're doing.
My loved ones, today is the birthplace of forever. Songs of Jonas and songs of wounds left unattended for far too long.
A natural woman, but some days I feel like a victim of this wicked system. Some days I feel like a natural woman, but some days I feel like a victim of this wicked system.
Isn't Terrell's explosive charges left to me by a bedseller from Derek?
My loved ones, today is the birthplace of forever. Of forever. Of forever. Of forever. Songs of Jonas and songs of wounds left unattended for far too long.
Some days I feel like a natural woman, but some days I feel like a victim of this wicked system.
I'll be honest with you.
Less stylish bodge, the second gods, and
Maybe that today is a result of the yesterday spent in wooden churches. What is it about the music we make that makes it the music of yesterday, today, and forever? My loved ones, today is the birthplace of forever.
Some days I feel like a natural woman, but some days I feel like I'm a victim of this wicked system. Then again, some days I want to meditate, reach a state of bliss, kiss my cares goodbye, and lie on my mat until I lose touch with this ungodly world. As we drive through for a cocktail hookshot in the middle of your big meal deal. Then again, some days I want to meditate, reach a state of bliss, kiss my cares goodbye, and lie on my mat until I lose touch with this ungodly world. Then again, some days I want to meditate, reach a state of bliss, kiss my cares goodbye, and lie on my mat until I lose touch with this ungodly world. Some days I feel like a natural woman, but some days I feel like a victim of this wicked system.
My loved ones, today is the birthplace of forever. Songs of gentleness and songs of wound. Songs of gentleness and songs of wound. Songs of gentleness and songs of wounds left unattended for far too long.
I know that we can do better than we have, because there have been times when we have been bad, but I don't know that we will. I'm not sure whether I'm optimistic or pessimistic. I know that we can do better than we have, because there have been times when we have been bad, but I don't know that we will. The destiny of Earthseed is to take root among the stars. And whether you take that literally or figuratively, you're going to make yourself better. She takes it literally. And what she wants to do is kind of push people into going to the stars, settling away from Earth. Because she feels that this is such a long-term, difficult, expensive project. You know, the cathedral of its time. I know that we can do better.
Some days I feel like a natural woman, but some days I feel like a natural woman. Some days I feel like a natural woman, but some days I feel like a victim of this wicked system. Some days I feel like a natural woman, but some days I feel like a victim of this wicked system. War paint, pushing a shopping cart full of Molotov cocktails and destroy all the poison that is killing us on every aisle. Then move on to the drugstores and fast food drive-thrus, throwing cocktail hook shots in the middle of their big meal deals. Then again, some days I want to meditate with meal deals. Then again, some days I want to meditate. Reach a state of meal deals. Then again, some days I want to meditate. Reach a state of bliss, kiss my. Then again, some days I want to meditate, reach a state of bliss, kiss my cares goodbye, and lie on my mat until I lose touch with this ungodly world.
Years ago, I was impressed with it from the standpoint of what I found at a very deep level. And you know how many of you experience
it
years ago,
like
and just
start
to
feel it.
It really is that trapdoor opening scene. It's okay to let the feelings out. It's all right to be aware of what's happening deeply. Also has a meditative tranquilizing effect. If you read things like super learning, you understand that slow burrow music will put you in a meditative state. As a matter of fact, work done at Yale has shown that apple spice any good real estate agent has known that for years. Because if you want to sell an awful house, you put vanilla on the light bulbs and, you know, odors in the house, and everybody comes in and says, oh, what a lovely house. It smells so good here. You know, it reminds me of my childhood. So surround yourself with those things that will help you relax and feel good. And I've thought,
some
really
days I feel like a natural woman, but some days I feel like a victim of this.
Right around the operating room, if you wheel in and smell of apple cinnamon, you'll feel safe there. And what that does to you. So when I talk about meditation or imagery,
something.
I'm also saying you don't
want to charge
for
the supermarket and tribal war paint, pushing a shopping cart full of Molotov cocktails and destroy all the poison that is killing us on every aisle, then move on to the drugstores and fast food drive-thrus for cocktail hook shots in the middle of their big meal deals. Then again, some days I want to meditate, reach a state of bliss, kiss my cares goodbye, and lie on my mat until I lose touch with this ungodly world.
Shut the door, put a sign on it in the hospital too. Go to the chapel, but go somewhere and have this nice little space. And all the doors, they have the same little corner, shut the door, let the family know. Mind and body community.
Well, I think that's normal. Well, I think it's time for you to have your lysergic acid. Drink this down, and we'll be back after a while and see how you're doing.
I think those are probably the key things that relate to the imagery. The other, just the balance I mentioned about the Quaker, you don't have to be a killer to get well. I think it's important to animate.
Yes, it's about because those patients who say things
I've got a vacuum cleaner.
Yes, definitely. It's about cleaning my mind off someplace that has
now, nothing's 100% because the boy
I also I listen. I learn better through listening.
What's important?
Because there are no closed windows in the walls. You can look at salmon, play with anything. Absolutely.
My loved ones, today is the birthplace of forever.
Like a natural woman.
Hello. Good evening. Good day. I don't know what time it is or what time you are. All right. I'm a little confused. My playlist keeps adding. Oop, I'm getting feedback. Do you hear that? My playlist keeps adding songs, but I don't think it's me. But maybe I'm pressing buttons. I sure am pressing a lot of buttons. Right now this is Olivia Neutron-John with Injury Train, and I'm never getting off of it. Man, she's really cool. They're really cool. They go by they. It is... I don't know. I've seen them live twice now. And each time is an experience that I shall never forget. But yeah, we're also playing other things. We had Sada Shakur up there saying, sometimes I feel like a natural woman, and sometimes I feel like a victim of this wicked system. We also had, Marvin Gaye with some words. I'm trying to describe what we've been playing. We had Orange Juice, Rip It Up, that seemed appropriate. I'm trying to say things because I've forgotten, or otherwise I'll forget and I haven't been writing it down. The Fall with Garden, kind of started us off. Yeah, I don't know, I got a lot of energy today, I think. I've been anxious, and maybe I'm always anxious, but I was, is this distracting? That's a little better. Is it better? I don't know what's going on here. I was anxious. That's what I was saying. Now I'm not. No. I don't know. I think it's going to be a good show. So thanks for coming in, tuning in, coming in into the zone. You know, sometimes I got words and then sometimes I don't. I'm scared, but I'm excited, so let's get back to that. Something to say. A few weeks ago, or maybe it was a week ago, I was talking to some DJs here about the song The Girl Is Mine by Michael Jackson and Paul McCartney. You know, I am very pro The Girl Is Mine. They were not. They said any song that said doggone is not a good song, but I disagree. I think it's endearing when they say doggone. And what else do I think? I think their banter is beautiful. It's I don't know. It makes me laugh. I like songs that make me laugh. So, and the premise of the song is just so funny too. That they're claiming a girl back and forth. I just imagine the girl in the scenario thinking to herself, actually, I'm not either of yours. I don't know. But anyway, I'm gonna play some of that so you can see that coming.
Don't let I'm her forever lover, you know, don't you remember?
Well, after loving me, she said she couldn't love another.
Is that what she said?
Yeah, she said it. You keep dreaming.
I don't believe it.
Mine, mine.
No, the girl is mine.
Mine, no, mine.
Girl, mine.
She mine, 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 mine.
The girl is mine. Loving me, she said she couldn't love another.
That what she said?
Yeah, she said it. You keep dreaming.
Do you remember?
Well, after loving me, she said she couldn't love another.
Is that what she said?
Yeah, she said it. You keep dreaming.
I don't believe. Oh, don't you remember?
Well, after loving me, she said she couldn't love another.
Is that what she said?
Yeah, she said it. You keep dreaming.
I don't believe. Don't you remember? I'm gonna fight.
I learn better through listening. Because there are no closed doors, no walls. You can look at, examine, play with, anything. Absolutely anything. Because there are no closed doors, no walls. You can look at, examine, play with, anything. Absolutely anything.
That was overwhelming. I'm sorry. Maybe they're right. Maybe it is a no-good song. A doggone no-good song. Is that what they say? Doggone girl. Yeah. Maybe that's what it is.
Yeah.
closed doors, no walls. You can look at somebody, play with them, anyone, absolutely anyone. I also like whistling. Because there have been times when we have been there. But I don't know what we
have. It's dangerous to assume that whatever we will be in the future, you know, the future is more of the same, more older, more advanced. During the frenzy about the new millennium, it's dangerous to assume that whatever we've been doing, we're going to keep doing that. You know, the future is more of the same, only more advanced. During the frenzy about the new millennium, I reread an old book. I think it was a collection by Harry Harrison called The Year 2000. And it was done back in 1970. And that means that stories were written in the 60s, thereabouts. And over again, you saw that what the writers were writing about was their own time, but just more of it, or harder, or higher, or whatever, you know, more of the same. I think the one thing we can be sure of is that we won't have, you know, straight-line prophecy coming true, that whatever technological things we're doing now, we'll just do more of that and better. I think we'll get surprises. September 11th is certainly an example of that. So was the fall of the Soviet Union. I think it's dangerous to assume that that we can actually see the future by only looking at the technological advancements we've made so far. It's dangerous to assume that we can actually see the future by only looking at the technological advancements we've made so far.
You know, today is 25 years of climbing and building and opening doors and breaking all rules. Today is also love songs, my loved ones. Today is the birthplace of forever. Songs of Jonas and songs of wounds.
What is it about the music you make
that makes it the music of yesterday, today, and forever?
What is it about the music you make that makes
it the music of yesterday, today, and forever?
Maybe that today is a result of the yesterdays spent in
wooden churches. singing the praises of our maker in joyous harmony and love. And part of it has to be the songs we sang, working under the blazing sun, today's past the hard times. Yesterday was also Bessie Smith, Satchmo, New Orleans, gospel choirs, slavery, folk songs, Bojangles, Ethel Waters. What about those rent parties? Yesterday was hurting. And yesterday was the birthplace of today. You know, today is 25 years of climbing and building and opening doors and breaking old rules. Today is also love songs. And guy and girl songs and songs of protest and anger. Songs of Jonas and songs of wounds left unattended for far too long. It's songs to dance to. What is it about the music we make that makes it the music of yesterday, today, and forever? What is it about the music we make that makes it the music of yesterday, today, and forever? It's songs to dance to. Songs of Jonas and songs of wounds. My loved ones. Today is the birthplace of forever. My loved ones. Today is the birthplace of forever.
Most of us at some point in our lives have somebody that means more to us than anybody else has ever meant before or will ever mean again. Sometimes it's a long-legged lady if you're a man, or some tall, very smooth man if you're a woman. But in my case, I learned how to really love somebody from not a very pretty lady, not at that point in her life, not sexy at all, but just a nice old lady who used some very nice old gnarled hands to make life kind of nice for me at that time when I really needed somebody. And it wasn't after I got older and started to look around for things. It was before I even knew what I was looking for. And probably since I consider myself somebody who writes primarily, out of all the things that I might have written, my favorite thing that I've written has to be about this favorite old lady of mine. In church on Sunday morning.
Do you know your way? You bump on walls.
Play the tambourine so well. Grandma's hand.
And to keep your eyes on the light.
Billy, don't you run so fast. Might fall on a piece of glass. Might be snakes there in that grass. Grandma's hand.
Voices.
I think grandma's
the light will be brighter and finer.
baby, grandma, understand that you really love that thing. Put yourself in Jesus' hands, grandma's hands. I've been grandma's hand. Used to hand me piece of candy. Grandma's hand. Pick me up each time I fell. Oh, grandma's hand. Boy, they really came in handy. What you wanna spend him for? He didn't drop no apple core, but I don't have grandma anymore. If I get to heaven, I'll look for grandma's hand.
And do what you've ordained as an audience, but it's your performance.
Some days I feel like a natural woman, but some days I feel like a victim of this wicked system. Some days I feel like a natural woman, but some days I feel like a victim of this wicked system. Some days I feel like a natural woman, but some days I feel like a victim of this wicked system.
Spiritual.
is time. Leave your guide and turn on your path again. And once more, find a quiet, comfortable place to stretch out. And move through your body, making the repairs that you'd like to have occur. Opening every cell to light and love. Harmonizing the organs. Repairing, rebuilding, creating a new self. Then accepting yourself and embracing yourself.